Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Tell me what makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? With Larry Owens.
Ha! Hello, welcome back to another episode of What Makes You Sing podcast with Larry Owens. I'm Larry Owens. This is a comedy podcast about music. We have James Harvey behind the keys.
Hello, Larry.
Oh my God. This is be so fun. Put that on my tombstone. Our producer Andrew, HPA.
I am here as well, yes.
Oh yeah, it's update us.
Well, this is the third episode that we're recording tonight, but we're having a great time.
Okay, while removing any of the mystery.
You sure are.
I like my clients to think that they are the only one. This is the only one. Okay, see, I even like pitched my voice really
high. This is
really
the only episode of the podcast.
This is the only episode of the podcast, the tombstone. And also, you know what? This podcast, it's just fun and special. We have high energy because we have joining us in the studio, Shayna Blass.
Hi, Larry.
This is a special duet episode.
Your listeners are lucky.
Yeah, I know your voice is amazing.
Honestly?
I don't know how we got you. I owe you like dinner. I owe you so much.
No, just oysters will be fine.
Oysters?
Thank you.
I hear that they're an aphrodisiac.
Okay, honey, who knows? What will happen? No, this is so much fun.
Yeah, we're just gonna crack it open. Just give you a little bit of an episode, just to tide you over this week. It's music. It's fun. It's friendship. It's podcasting. Did you know that when I include podcasts on my post on Twitter that they get suppressed beyond belief? That I started to actually do P*D cast?
Oh.
Yes. And
wait, what do you mean?
Podcast.
The algorithms bury. Like the algorithms, just like how they bury my fat black face on Instagram, they bury anything that has tickets, show, podcast, they don't want you to promote there.
Wait, so once you use the asterisk
on Twitter?
Yeah, I can get a far better reach.
I love that.
You know that I'm looking at all my social like a hawk.
Right?
Yeah.
Algorithm.
Oh, okay, that's one of my songs. That's a Larry Owens B-side.
See, that's why y'all have to come out to Larry's show so you can hear them live.
Oh my God, speaking of live shows, thank you, Promotion Patty. I have two shows, coast to coast. I'll be in Los Angeles on March 24th at the Dynasty Typewriter at 8 p.m. with Naomi Hick-Perrigan and Matt Rogers. And I'll be in Manhattan at Chelsea Music Hall on March 18th. Come!
I can't wait. I'm going to be there to see.
Oh, my God.
We
you'll be there.
We love to see it.
I think you'll be trotting and maybe doing a split or something as well. So come
possibly
and see Shayna. And
I might.
Yeah, and put a dollar in her jockstrap.
Now, I'm not playing piano at the show, right?
No, this is my stand-up comedy hour, which,
check,
as we know, is heavily tracked. This is one of those, play those track.
Hit the track
affairs. Well, we need you tonight. I almost called you HBJ. Hot pianist James.
Yeah, oh, rebranding. I'm hot now.
James is hot.
Yeah.
BPE,
we love to see it.
Big piano energy.
No, okay.
Oh. Okay, we're just workshopping.
Oysters. This is the oyster cast.
The oysters are kicking in.
So we're going to crack it open with an easy to play Jason Robert Brown song.
Yeah. No, it's not bad.
Oh, my sweet Lucille. How did I ever manage it? You don't know what any of the this means?
He's from New York.
It means cancel all your parties. Forget your big parade. It means the crowds will not be cheering. So despite what you've been hearing, you can lay down your spade. It means my mother can stop crying. My rabbi's eulogy can wait. It means that Dorsey can't stop beaming and my cousin can't stop dreaming of his portion of my estate. It means no, this isn't over. No, the date's not set. No, I won't wake up tomorrow drowning in my sweat. It means I've got the greatest partner any man can get. It means I'll never, ever, ever underestimate that woman, 'cause this is not over. Tell my uncle not to worry, tell the reaper not to hurry, make the hangman stop his drumming, 'cause I'm coming into town to win the day. Somehow I have it with my scheming, screwed things up beyond redeeming, and we're finally on our way. And no, this isn't over. Hell, it's just begun. Hail the resurrection of the South's least favorite son. It means I took a vow for better, and two is better than one. It means the journey ahead might get shorter. I might reach the end of my rope, but suddenly loud as a mortar, there is hope. The gallows still are vacant, and we've got my wife to thank. It means you shouldn't underestimate Lucille and Leo Frank, 'cause this is not over. Yet.
You had a nice Carolee
Carmello thing going.
Thank you. How can you
not? You got
not?
The vibrato.
I loved it, Larry, that you said, woman.
Woman, no, Brent Carver has something. He has an accent going on in the thing.
Oh, for sure.
That's my Brent Carver.
And how it started off super Southern. And he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's in New York.
But he's from Brooklyn.
But it's in a, it's, you know, it's a period piece. Yeah. The period piece. Duets episode.
This is such a good idea. Nobody else does this on their podcast.
No one else. No one else can. No one else will. No one else wants to.
You can't get this on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, no, God.
What's next?
Next we go to Side.
Suddenly Seems.
Yeah, you can have this back.
Thank you.
It's just duet episode. So like, what, here's a classic piano bar duet.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna love this.
They love it already.
They love all they're, of it.
You're actively loving it and you're liking and you're rating it, you're subscribing.
Yeah, they better subscribe. Tell your mom to subscribe too.
HPA gotta be the urchins.
What? Oh, the the background. Yeah. See, I don't know the verbiage.
Verbiage?
Yeah.
Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things are bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly, see. Is standing beside you. You don't need no makeup. Don't have to pretend. can we see more? Is here to provide you with sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early. Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure. Suddenly Seymour.
Forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening for losers like I've been. It's so hard to say. Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour.
That's a story of a
of two people who are a mess falling in love.
Yeah.
And, truly.
And this is the exact same narrative, except one of them is green.
Kiss me to one more time. 5, 6, 7. Kiss me too fiercely. Hold me too tight. I need help believing you're with me tonight.
My wildest dreams.
My wildest dreamings could not foresee. I do with you wanting me
just for
this moment. As long as you're mine, I've lost all my resistance and cross some borderlines. And if it turns out it's over to
every moment.
make up for lost time.
Say there's no future for us as a pair.
And though I may know, I don't care
for this moment.
As long as you're mine,
then we have you one too. And see how bright we shine, borrow the moonlight until it is
I'll be here
holding you. Shayna, what is it?
It's just for the first time.
Spoken.
I feel wicked.
Like some terrible green lizard throughout the land she flies.
Okay. That was fun for the listeners.
Yeah. Can we use that?
that's just the transparency. Things that feel like that. Things that feel horrible, cataclysmic in the studio, when you listen back.
Sure. It's good for people to see that, like, stars, like, mess up too sometimes. You know, just like everybody else.
I don't want anyone out there to think that I'm perfect. If you think that I'm perfect, if you think that I'm good, if you think that I'm just, I'm not. I'm human, okay?
Yeah.
And this podcast is, is that.
Same, sorry.
Okay.
See, I'm just trying to one up you all the time.
Which is amazing energy. That's welcome here at the pod.
Thank you. Okay, what are we doing?
Now we go into a Sondheimian duet.
Oh my God.
These are all super gendered, male, female.
Yeah. I like to stay on gender.
Where are you going?
Barcelona.
Oh.
Don't get up.
Do you have to?
Yes, I have to. Don't get up. Now you're angry.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Put your things down.
No, you're angry.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Put your wings down instead.
I'm leaving.
Why?
To go to.
Instead.
I have to.
Fly, I know, to Barcelona. Look, you're a very special girl, not just overnight. No, you're an early magnet, and not because you're bright, not just because you're bright. Yes, I am a special girl, June.
April. Thank you.
What you think?
Flight 18.
Stay a minute.
I would like to.
So?
Don't be mean.
Stay a minute.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Where you going?
Barcelona.
Who you said?
And Miss
Madrid. Bon voyage.
On the Boeing.
Good night.
You're angry.
No.
Right. Or to
go.
Or to say that if I had my way. Oh, well. I guess. Okay.
What?
I'll stay. amazing. Also, when we were going over this, Larry was like, oh, I have the PDF. Boop, boop, boop. Company popped up immediately. Full score.
I have the full scores of Sir Sondheim. I can pull these right up. I pull these right up. Oh my gosh. I think we're down to our final duet. Unless you want to do Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Oh, I would. Also, we can try to do that Little Women duet.
Oh, it's going to be bad. You don't really know it.
Oh. I probably know it more than Barcelona.
Okay, something. Drag me. Some things are meant to be. Drag Little Women.
Yeah, sure. Give me just a moment while I find the song.
I feel like I'm dragging myself. I did Company in college. Guess who I played?
Who?
Yes.
Joanne.
Yes.
Oh wow.
I was
main stage.
Black box.
Student direct.
No.
Okay.
Carl Coppola, professor.
Okay. Director, D.I.R.
Director.
My
second college show I actually got cast in first was Nine as Sarah Gina.
Oh, be Italian. Yes,
tambourine dance. Thighs were bruised.
Do you know Flight? That Craig Cornelius song?
No.
Okay.
That's a cool song.
I know. So that's good. Like duet. Of duets where you just want lush harmonies.
I know. That one's really good, but... I should learn that. You're not the first person to ask me, so maybe I should put it on my docket because I really don't have anything else going on.
But to sit home and learn Craig Cornelius Flight.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we're riding on a cloud.
Ga, ga, ba, da, ga, ga, ga.
Let's imagine.
Ga, ba, ba, ba.
We're flying
tops,
through the
tee,
air.
Tee,
till a Santa out of sight.
Da, 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 da.
By this haven.
Da, da.
Let's see you out of high up and feel the wind,
you.
The world at our command. Let's enjoy the view and never
floating far from the shore. You want me to be Beth? Yeah. Some things are meant to be.
Oh, wait. Let me play the actual song.
Yeah, play the actual song.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Beth, but I want you to help me out.
Okay.
Let's pretend we're riding on a kite. Let's imagine. Some things aren't meant to be. The clouds moving fast and free.
And the sun on a silver sea. A sky that's bright and blue.
But some things will never end.
The thrill of our magic ride.
The love that I feel inside for you.
We'll climb high.
Stardust and dine on bits of mirror.
You and I will find the Milky Way. We'll be mad
and explore.
We'll recline
aloft upon the breeze.
Dart about
sail on with wind ease. Pass the day. Turning endlessly, the way it takes hold of me. No matter what I do, some things will never die. The promise of who the memories when I'm far from you.
All my life I've lived for loving you. Let me go.
Does that make me Florence Pugh?
It does.
Saoirse. Okay, we have one. We have one final thing for you, and this is, we're just throwing it back. We're throwing it back to the gazebo that started it all. This is one of those.
What are we doing?
It's called Something Good from Sound of Music.
Oh, we are doing it. Okay.
It's called Something Good from Sound of Music, and this is actually a song that Elaine Stritch found to have a really amazing.
She ended her show with it, right?
Yeah, she the sentiment of it, and it's crazy because like I idolized Elaine so much,
yeah,
and she resonates with this song. And when I was a kid in Baltimore watching the VHS of Sound of Music, like it resonated with me in the exact same way. So I just like know that she's like kindred.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. She's one of the best. Yeah. If not the leading star.
Yeah. So we can just, you know, we can just pass it back and forth and like, yeah, this is a standard. So whatever that means. Yeah, and you can have fun with it. Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. But somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. For here you are standing there loving me, whether or not you should. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my childhood, I must have done something good. But here you are standing there loving me, whether or not you should. So somewhere in my youth childhood, I must have done something good.
Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. But somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. For here you are standing there loving me, whether or not you should. So childhood, I must have done something good.
You said that nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever comes.
has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.